It's a schus and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is Parsha Shoftim. And this is a very special Parsha to me because it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to walk away with that major yesod, that foundation point that we could bring into our lives. We're in Elul, we're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to talk about how we can make the Torah really part of our lives. There was an amazing Siyata Dishmaya that I had before I even start. It was amazing. Everyone loves stories. And I was talking about how everything was going well. I was at the Kaisel, I found the blanket, and I found the Pasuk. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get that note down. Obviously, I'm not going to take a note, because you don't take notes from the Kaisel. But that day, I read a story. I always prepare stories. My kids love stories for Shabbos. And, you know, I look in different places. Pesach Krona has Gevaldik Magid stories. Torah Anytime has a newsletter with stories. And I saw an awesome story. And the story was that there was a man, his name was Yaakov, and he was married to a lady, and they had a son, Shmuel. And Yaakov's wife got very sick. And she didn't make it, and Yaakov had to raise Shmuel by himself. And it was hard, it was very hard. And Shmuel started looking elsewhere, and he wasn't so interested in Judaism. And he told his father, listen, Dad, it's not for me. I'm gonna go to India, it's not for me. And he was older already. And his father said, no, don't do it, fine, you maybe don't have to be as religious as me, but please, don't leave me. And Sam turned his name from Shmuel to Sam, and he said, no, I have to go. I have to go. I'm sorry. And he had a girlfriend, and they went to India. And at the airplane, the father ran to the airport before he left, and he said, don't go, don't go. And if you go, I won't forgive you. And Sam said, I'm sorry. I have to go. And he went to India, and he was living his life, doing his own thing. And he had no connection to his father. One day he bumps into someone back from Israel. He lived in Israel. He bumped into someone, and he hasn't seen him in so long. And they start schmoozing. And he turns to him and he says, I'm sure you know, obviously. And he said, know what? And he's like, your father got sick, and your father passed away. And Sam was broken. He had a girlfriend, Sarah, and he said he didn't know what to do. He was just so flustered. He didn't know what to do. His father passed away. He left off such bad way with his father, and he just didn't know what to do. So he decided the only thing he could do is he needs to run back to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to run back to Eretz Yisrael, just try to get some clarity, something that he doesn't know. And Sarah said, don't go. We live here. We're in India. This is where we live. And he said, no, I have to go. And he runs back, and he's running back to Israel, and he's in Israel, and he doesn't know what to do. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the Kaisel. I feel so bad. My father died, and he left with that feeling of not having even his son. And he started bawling at the Kaisel, and he started breaking down, and he just couldn't control himself. And an old man came to him, and the old man said, maybe put something in the wall. He put something in the wall, and it wouldn't go in, because as we all know, there's so many notes in the wall. He put the thing in the wall, and it came out. He put the thing in the wall, and it came out. And the old man turned to Sam and said, Sam, try, keep on trying. In life, you have to keep on trying. And he put it in, and when he put it in, a note came out. True story. The story was in Small Miracles. A note came out. He opened up the note. And it said in the note that, Shmuel, if you ever get this note, I just want to let you know that I love you and that I totally forgive you and I want you to live a life, marry a Jew. And right at that time, Sarah was very upset with him and she said, no way, cut off ties. And he was shocked. Sam was shocked at this note. He passed out. He couldn't believe it. How is it possible to get this note? This is crazy. This is like one of the crazy. That's why it's in Small Miracles. It's a small miracle. A crazy note. And he decided he was going to go to yeshiva and try to learn and try to figure out, learn about Judaism, try to reconnect a little. And he started reconnecting and he started getting firmer and firmer. And then finally one of his rabbis came to him and said, I have a shidduch for you. And he said, yeah. She's like, yeah, similar background, was religious, went different way, came back. And then he introduced them, and it was Sarah, because Sarah also came back to Israel. She realized that her boyfriend left, maybe I could find him. She put herself in a seminary. Unbelievable. What a crazy story. Ah, miracles, small miracles, amazing. The reason I thought of that is Yad Dishmaya. He put the thing, that day I read this story. I'm like, wow, you know, I'm making a joke about the Kaisel and taking notes, but wow, unbelievable. Okay. Parsha Shoftim, we don't have so much time, but we got a lot to do, like we always say. Shoftim de Shoftim titain lecho bechol sharecha asher Hashem elokecha notain lecho lishvatecha. So we know that we have a rule, we have an idea of the shofet and the shoter. Rashi brings down, what is a shofet? Shofet is a dayan, haposkin et hadin. The shotrin, what is a shoter? What is an officer? Harodin et ha'am. He imposes authority over the people to follow the commandments. B'makal b'ritzua. The obvious question is question one. How does shofet, shoftin b'shotrim titain licha, for us? So the first question is, how does this idea, how does a shofet and a shoter apply to everyone's life in a very specific way? How does that work? I don't have a judge on myself. I don't have a shoter on myself. What does that mean? Question one. Question two. The Torah goes on and it talks about judgment. And then it says in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Aleph, Lo tito lecha asherah kol eitz eitzel mizbach Hashem elokecha asher taselach. That a person should not plant for himself a tree of idol worship, of an asherah tree, eitzel mizbach, near the altar that Hashem commanded you. Ask the great Meshech Chachma, ask the great Rameir Simcha Midvinsk, what's the connection? What is the correlation between the tree? What is the correlation between the tree and the Mizbeach? What's the connection? Like, why? Why a tree? Why Mizbeach? You're not going to plant a tree next to Mizbeach. What is this all about? Question two. Question three. Then the next Pasuk. Pasuk of Beis. V'lo takim l'cho matzeva asher sane Hashem elokecha. And you're not allowed to erect yourself a pillar, a matzeva, which Hashem commands you. Ask the great Rav Moshe Feinstein. I love this Rav Moshe. I love all the Torah. We got to love Torah. But ask the great Rav Moshe Feinstein. I once actually told this over to one of my Rebbeim, and he was able to say this. It turned out that his father was sick and he was nifter, and he was so, but this was the last vort that he heard before he had to go back, and he had to go back to America. And he said this word over at the Levaya, he told me. Lo takim lecha matzeva. Ask the great Rav Moshe Feinstein. We know nowadays, people make matzevas. But what do you mean? The Torah tells us that we're not allowed to make a matzeva. So how can that be? How can we make matzevas? Right? There's a hakamas matzeva for my grandmother. Right, who was such a righteous woman, we spoke a lot about her. Gittel Bas Yisrael HaKohen, she was also a Bas Kohen, and right, my grandmother, and she was a Bas Kohen who married my grandfather, who was a Kohen. Yisrael, I'm named after him. Yashar Kale, what a righteous, special woman, so determined. And Baruch Hashem, she passed over the Messiah to my father and to his brothers. And there's going to be a Hakavas HaMatzeva soon. So how can that be? How can there be a Hakavas HaMatzeva? How? How are you allowed? The Torah says in this week's Parsha, Lo takim lecha matzeva. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, I don't get it. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, you look in awe and all gracious. They're bringing matzevas. The Avos are bringing matzevas. But what do you mean? How can the Avos bring matzevos? First of all, the Avos, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So if the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and the Torah says, Lo Takim Lecha Matzeva, how are they allowed to bring matzevos after they did something great? So again, we have three questions. What's the role of the shofate? What's the role of the shoter in the beginning of shoftim? Question two, the Meshech Chochma, lo tita lecho asherah. Why are you not allowed to plant an asherah tree near the Mizbeach? And question three is, lo takim lecho matzeva. Really? You're not allowed to make a matzeva? We do it nowadays. We do hakamas matzeva, and it's allowed, obviously. And so why are you allowed to do it, Esther Maisha? And lastly, 3B, we don't want to scare anyone with so many questions, is how, which really is 3B, is how can the Avos make matzevos? Comes along the great Shemin HaTov, the Bernard Weinberg, beautiful Sfarim, a lot of different people quote him a lot, Shom Razer quotes him, Refrain quotes him, I was actually Zeicha, I was able to get the Sefer, I didn't even know what it was, but after my grandfather was Nifter, Rabamzer, he had thousands of Svarim, and I was Zeicha to get his Shemin HaTov. So Rabbeinu Weinberg says a beautiful thing. Beautiful, it's beautiful. Drush and Gemara is putting it all together. He says something beautiful. He says that Al Pidrush, that Shofate represents our intellect. Shofate represents a judge, when a case comes before a judge, he needs to use his intellect and try to decide who's right and who's wrong. And intellect is choice. We all make choices. Last week we spoke about how we have Bechira and we make choices and hopefully we make good choices. And hopefully sometimes we don't want to make choices in certain things. It just becomes nature to us and just natural, and that's beating the Bechira point, as we said last week. But we all make choices. Everyone in life makes choices. And that, how do we decide to do one thing or another? We use our intellect. So our intellect represents the idea of a shofate. But sometimes intellect is not enough. We also need the shoter. A shoter is a policeman. A shoter is someone that keeps things in line. A shoter is an enforcer. Says the Shemin HaTov, in life we use our intellect, but we have to use our intellect in a positive way. But sometimes intellect is not enough. Sometimes we have to make sure that we're doing the right thing. For example, I once had a Talmud. Whenever I talk about Talmudim, and if any Talmud ever hears this stuff, they're like, oh, he's talking about me again. No, I try not to talk about anyone specifically, but I actually did once have a Talmud. And I told my shir, we started yeshiva this week, unbelievable, Maseret, shtagging away, Sechus Gittin, Gevaldik. And I told them that I had a bacher, and he was a very serious guy, and he was doing really well, but he decided everything was based on his emotions, we're putting intellect with choice, and sometimes we make bad choices. And, you know, one day he would learn, like, literally 19 hours a day, and then the next day, he just slept for 2 days straight. And I said, great, he had the choice. And again, you have to know, maybe he's, you know, extreme, and he went very hard, 19 hours is a lot of hours straight, but he went 2 days and not doing anything. You need to be a shoter. It's not enough to just use your intellect and make choices. You need to make sure that you keep things in line, as we've spoken about so many times. Consistency. It's about putting things in perspective and making sure that you're disciplined. The more disciplined a person is, the more a person goes. Again, sometimes we just do things based on what we want. But the more a person has the shofate, because we do have to make choices, and we do have to use our intellect, but it's also that shoter. And this idea is gevaldik, because the Gemara tells us in Sota. The Gemara says in Sota on Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara from this week's Parsha, the Gemara is talking about all the different people. All the different people that have to go to war, and all the people that are exempt from war. If a man marries a woman, if a man has a kerem, has a vineyard, he's exempt. And then the Torah says, someone that's yarech v'rach halevav, He's very weak. He's very weak in his Yiras Shamayim. He does some Averas here and there. And the Gemara says, so what is that Avera? Right? Ready for that big Avera? Or thinking about those big Averas that we know our friends do, Chas V'Shalom? But those big Averas? And says the Gemara, you know what the Avera is? That he's Sach. He speaks between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh. I don't know. If I put a thing within... What do you mean? You speak between Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh? That's the Avera that we're talking about? So what's the idea? Says the Shemen HaTov Gevaldik. Not a problem. The Tfilin Shel Yad represents the idea of the Shoter, the enforcer. The Yad, my hand. The Tfilin Shel Rosh represents my Seichel. We need both. We need shoftim, v'shotrim. We need to do things. We need to learn Torah. We need to connect to the Ribbono Shalom. But at the same time, we need to make sure that everything's in line. We have to make sure that we have shotrim. That's what it's all about. Comes along the great Ramosha Feinstein. And Ramosha Feinstein says a gevaldic idea. He says, it says in the Torah, lo takim lecho matseva, that you're not allowed to make a monument. When is that Isser? Says Ramosha, you know when that Isser is? That Isser is only when a person is alive. Because we're going through everything. We're going through the motions and we're learning Torah and we're trying to connect Hashem and we're El Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li and we're trying to connect. But after a person does something good, a person can't just stop and say, oh, wow, I did something good. Well, I'm done. No, we have so much more to do. And a person needs to be proud of his accomplishments, obviously. But he can't just stop. He needs to keep on going. Says Moshe, you know what the Isser of Lo Takim Lecho Matseva is? When a person's alive. But when a person, after Me'av Esrim, a person passes away and goes to Olam HaEmes, then you're allowed to make a Matseva. Why? Because a Matseva is a monument. A Matseva is fixed. A matseva is nothing. You can't do anything with a matseva. So therefore, after a person is nifter, we look back at their life and say, wow, look what that person accomplished. And we show the monument, the fixed thing of what that person did. Cesar Moshe, what about the avos? What about the avos? So Cesar Moshe, since the avos were on a level of ena mitzvah yosef, we didn't get the Torah yet. They were Eina Mitzvah Yosef. They weren't commanded and doing. They just did it because they had that connection to Hashem. So therefore, every time they had to do another mitzvah, that was a fixed thing. And therefore, since it was a fixed thing, says Ramosha Feinstein, they were able to make a matseva. Comes along the Meshech Chochmah. And the Meshech Chochmah says, why are you not allowed to make a tree? Why are you not allowed to make a tree next to the Mizbeach? So says the Meshech Chochmah, similar to this idea of Ramosha. He says, beautiful. You know what the Mizbeach represents? Something fixed. You know what's fixed? The Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look at the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Kuf Yud says, that it never says, it only says by Karbonis, it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name. Why? Says the Gemara, because Hashem is Hayah Hoveh V'Yiyeh. Hashem is a fixed being. Hashem is never changing. And therefore, the Matseva, you're not allowed to take a tree. Why are you not allowed to put a tree next to the Matseva? Because a tree, says the Meshech Chochmah, beautiful, represents changing, growth. So Hashem is not growing. Hashem is all-knowing. Hashem is everything. And we're trying to connect to Hashem who does everything for us. But we are changing. We are an Asherah. So to put an Asherah, to put a tree next to the Mizbeach, you're trying to say that Hashem, you could change. But we can't change God. God is God. He's a fixed, he's the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's our Tate, but he's not changing. He's always, he created the world, he's God. But us, we're changing people. And we're hitting an Elul. We're in an Elul. We're in a Zman of, we want closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to realize how much we could do. How much more we can do. How many we could just keep on going. And it's amazing. We need to be proud of ourselves. We need to be proud of our accomplishments. A lot of times we beat ourselves up. So it is that we need the shoftim and the shotrim. We need to use our intellect, use our seichel in the right way, connect to the Torah, do mitzvos, but we need those shotrim. But realize that life is about building yourself. Keep on going. It's not a matseva. A matseva is the end of the day where a person looks back. You know, I had a conversation with a bacher this week, and he told me that he wants everything to be perfect. And he told me that he never gives himself any credit. And I said, write down one thing you do a day. Something that, again, not a struggle point. Not five. He's like, five. No, I'm like, not five. One. We need to appreciate ourselves more. We're not nice. We're not so nice to ourselves. We need to be nicer to ourselves. We need to appreciate what we have. And we have to realize the accomplishments that we're doing. And yeah, life's an upward battle. Sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down. As I told the Shear, it's like a moving escalator. You're never static. You're always going up or you're going down. You're never in the same spot unless the escalator breaks, right? But you're never in the same spot. You got to either go up or down, right? I love escalators. It's a free. I bring my kids. They go up the escalator like 20 times and then they get yelled at. What are you doing, kids? But I love it. It's free. But no, life's an escalator. Up. And down, up and down, and hopefully more up than down. Hopefully, God willing, davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, realizing, as we said last week, being in the right derech, in the right position, positioning yourself for godless. Lo takim lecha matseva. In life, you don't make a matseva, but after you make a matseva, we're in life now. Baruch Hashem, and Hashem has given us the opportunity. Rabbeinu Yonah writes. At the end of in Perkei Avos, in the first parak, Mishnah Yedala, we all know im lo achshav imasai. If not now, when? When am I going to do it? And Rabbeinu Yonah quotes down the pasuk that it says ki adam eats hasadeh from our parsha at the end of the parsha that a person can't waste anything. And it says ki adam eats hasadeh because a person is a sadeh. What does that mean? Ki adam eats hasadeh. A person is a tree, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Because we want to be able to change. You have a tree, it's starting to grow little by little by little. You could change it, you can move it around, you could put it in the sunlight, you could do what you want. Once the roots and it starts taking on, it's harder to move it. When we're getting old, everyone could change. We all could change. Sometimes it gets harder. Everyone's different personalities. But the more we realize that we could change and connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because Hashem has given us so much. Let us realize that we're in this world for growth. We're in this world to just connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we love Him. And Hashem loves us. We need to realize how important we are. We're important for ourselves. We're important for our families. We're important for Klal Yisrael. And we can never forget that. Let's take this idea. Let's take this idea from the Rimeisher, Lo Takin Lecho Matseva. Let's be proud of our accomplishments, realizing that we could always do more, but not taking away how proud we should be of what we are doing, and realizing that we're never going to change Hashem. Hashem is Mizbeach, but we're like that Eitz. We're that Eitz tree, and we just want to put in the right roots. And we want to put in the right things. And we want to change our midas. That's the whole life. Rav Steinman said that, why was Rav Chaim Kanievsky zeichet to be the Gadol Hador? Obviously he sits and he steigs Torah and he knows everything and he has a yichus and unbelievable. But said Rav Steinman, because Rav Chaim is a mensch, he's a bal midas. And this is a time of Elul. Elul is a time to work on ourselves that we could change. We could change for the better. We could be better people. We could help people more. We could learn Torah more. We could do more with ourselves. So shoiftim v'shoitrim. Realize that Hashem has given us the intellect for great things. Hashem has given us the ability to learn Torah freely. We can learn as much as we want. We can do mitzvahs. We have religious autonomy, which we appreciate. But obviously, shoter. Put it in line. Make sure you get consistency. Make sure, just like an officer, you make sure that you keep the laws. Let's make sure we keep the laws also. We need our own shoterim. So Bezus Hashem, let us just grow together. Let us realize how fortunate we are. How fortunate we are to be part of this awesome nation. And let us just keep on getting closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's use our tefillin shel yad, representing seichel. And our tefillin shel yad, representing obviously the seichel, but also the doing, the yad with our hand, and the rosh with our seichel, with our brain. And let us just keep on getting closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos, an amazing Parsha Shoftim, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. Shout out to my parents, right? Long time ago already. Baruch Hashem, awesome Bar Mitzvah. Baruch Hashem, Parsha Shoftim. And let us just keep on growing in this El Ani L'Dodi, V'Dodi Li. Hashem loves us. We love Hashem. And let us keep on growing with our mitzvahs and the Yiras Shemayim. And let us keep on connecting more and more to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.